On behalf of the Ontario government, Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli announced funding totaling nearly $1.3 million to the District of Nipissing Social Services Administration Board, DNSSAB, to support vulnerable populations, at risk of or experiencing homelessness, by helping municipalities and Indigenous program partners create longer-term housing solutions. The supportive housing funding for DNSSAB is drawn from Phase 5 of the Social Service Relief Fund, SSRF, and is intended to help keep vulnerable people housed and create long-term housing solutions amid an increased need for services during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a news release issued Thursday, since April 1, 2020, the Ontario government has allocated almost $12.3 million to the DNSSAB through the SSRF. Our government's Social Services Relief Fund is providing immediate housing and homelessness relief in Nipissing, said Fedeli. Supporting innovative solutions is critical as we work to keep our most vulnerable safe and housed, both during the pandemic and into the future. See Ontario's Action Plan, Protecting People's Health and Our Economy. Ontario has been a very supportive partner since COVID-19 began, stated Mark King, chair of the District of Nipissing Social Services Administration Board. The funding is most welcome as there continues to be a great need for support and relief for vulnerable individuals, and the injection of funds will provide necessary social service support during this pandemic. As part of its consultations through the Community Housing Renewal Strategy, the government says it is working with service managers and housing providers to make community housing more efficient and sustainable while helping to protect essential community housing stock and ensure Ontario's most vulnerable people remain housed. This is part of the province's ongoing work to increase the supply of supportive and affordable housing for the most vulnerable. I want to thank the province for its continued investment, as well as all of our community partners for their ongoing work, to support our most vulnerable residents, said Mayor Al McDonald. This funding will help to sustain the vital services and programs needed to assist those in the community who are homeless or at risk of being homeless.